This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump easily wins the New Hampshire GOP primary, but Nikki Haley says she's not giving up. The AP's Sagar Magani.
First Iowa and now New Hampshire.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Whoa.
Trump celebrating his win over Nikki Haley, who finished second despite investing significant time and money in New Hampshire. She's still resisting calls to drop out.
This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go.
To Trump, it sounded like a victory lap.
She didn't win, she lost.
And says Haley should follow Ron DeSantis, who ended his campaign after finishing second in Iowa.
She came in third and she's still hanging around.
Making clear his fury that Haley insists on staying in the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden won the Democratic primary in New Hampshire with a write-in vote. The president will be the keynote speaker today at a United Auto Workers political convention. The U.S. military has hit more targets in the Middle East. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The U.S. military struck three facilities in Iraq Tuesday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they were targeting an Iranian-backed militia in retaliation for missile and drone attacks on American troops in Iraq and Syria over the past several days. The strikes came hours after the U.S. said militants fired two one-way attack drones at Al Asad Air Base in western Iraq, injuring U.S. service members and damaging infrastructure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. military also hit two anti-ship missiles in Yemen, operated by Iranian-backed militias. Just into us, there's word from Russia that a transport plane carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war has crashed near Ukraine. No details yet. This is AP News. CBS is mourning the death of a broadcast legend. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades, has died at the age of 91.
CBS Sunday Morning probably is his masterpiece.
Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, who says Charles Osgood's style was different than your typical newscaster.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational, over the fence in the backyard kind of feel. And I think that was appealing to a lot of people.
CBS reported that Osgood died Tuesday at his home in New Jersey. The cause of death, according to his family, was dementia. I'm Shelley Adler.
TikTok is laying off workers, cutting 60 jobs in its advertising and sales unit. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.